WSOZ 793 ID. No, it's a mobile antenna. It's mobile on a magnet mount, and it came with an adapter that you can hook a handheld into it. With the antenna on the antenna jack on the handheld is female or male. It don't matter. It covers both. You can hook a handheld to it. They're okay.
Okay, Roger. Yep, it's the old cookie sheet trick. I don't think I've ever actually tried that, but I've heard it praised, like, you know, maybe every day that you're on GMRS, somebody mentions doing that. I never got around to it, but I'm also using a Nagoya. This is just the handheld with no. It's the real skinny one. It's a dual band, 2 meter, 70 centimeters. It's okay. I think it works. It does some whooshing sounds because the tip of it is so floppy, you know, but it gets out there. So yeah, the DB20, I've seen that radio. I have a radio that's similar to it. It's really the only mobile I have, but it looks kind of the same, but it's kind of like it's cheaper AliExpress cousin. And I was using it. Everybody said it sounded great. And then I looked up some videos and said that the harmonics were like as strong as the signal. So I kind of put that away for a bit. I didn't want to be like, you know, totally out of whack, transmitting on all kinds of different frequencies. But I'm sure the radio oddity is good because those are pretty mass produced, pretty widely known.